Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 70. That is 70 mornings in the book of Revelation. Thanks for joining me here today. We're going to read a very disturbing passage today where people, human beings, are on the menu. This is from, turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 19. We're in the last paragraph of chapter 19, and this is the Battle of Armageddon. And in this paragraph today, we note a new character in the book of Revelation, and that character is birds. So birds play a prominent role. So chapter 19 has two big feasts. One is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Verse 9 says, "Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And that's a feast where people are invited and intimacy with God is on the menu. That is the presence of God, this marriage of the church and Christ together. And people are part of it. So God is kind of saying, hey, be with me together. Be in my presence in this great culmination of this permanent marriage. On the other hand, which we're going to talk about today, is the second feast. And this is the great supper of God. Now, ironically, this is crazy, birds are invited to this supper. And on the menu is not intimacy with God, but on the menu to eat are people. And every one of them deserves to get eaten because the Lord's judgments are right and correct and merciful and wrathful. And in a sense, he's saying, not be with me forever, be without me and be out of my presence. And this feast is for the birds to eat, the unburied, the defeated, the judged, the killed, the rebellious, and the unrepentant enemy people of God. So people are now hurled against their will towards judgment and defeat. And it appears that the opportunities for repentance are going to cease in today's paragraph. There's going to be no more free will, no more turning back. The dead are going to be judged. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Battle of Armageddon, 1917. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. With a loud voice, he called out to all the birds that fly directly overhead, "Come, gather for the great supper of God." So birds are invited to this great supper. And here's the menu. "To eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, the flesh of their riders, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great." So on the menu is the flesh of men. Verse 19, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to make war against him who was sitting on the horse," that's Jesus, "and against his army." So verse 19 is the last verse of free will that I think is in the book of Revelation. And then here it happens. Verse 20, "And the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who was in its presence and had done the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur." And then here, verse 21. Back to people. "And the rest were slain by the sword that came from the mouth of him who was sitting on the horse, and all the birds were gorged with their flesh." Wow. So chapter 20, which we're going to get to tomorrow, I think, is about Jesus reigning on the earth with believers for 1,000 years. That's called the millennium. So we have to get there, and to get there, we have to have the ultimate defeat of his enemies. And so all unbelievers have to die physically. Now, when we say die in the Bible, we don't mean you're gone forever. Everyone you know is going to be immortal. Everyone you know will die. And everyone you know will face this great white throne of judgment. That's in chapter 20. Meantime, there are those that have to die, and the beast and his minions, Satan is an angel, angels are eternal, and the beast are his proxies, and they're thrown in the lake of fire forever. So let's get back to chapter 19. So here's the summary of the battle. The beast is captured, the false prophet is captured, and those who worship the image of the beast are slain by the sword that came out of the mouth of him who was sitting on the horse, and it happened so fast in scriptural time that you can miss it. Verse 20 says, "The beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who was in its presence." who in his presence had done the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive in the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. Verse 21, and the rest were slain by the sword that came from the mouth of him who was sitting on the horse. So you know in an action movie how there's this prolonged battle at near the end of the movie of the good guys and the battle and the bad guys. It's prolonged and it's closely fought. It goes back and forth. The good guys maybe on top for a minute, and then the bad guys look like they're going to win. It goes back and forth like that. But not this battle. This battle is more like poof. Jesus wins 100% victory with no survivors and none are left. And at this moment, apparently, I think free agency, free agents of rebellion, those who are able to freely choose Jesus, I think that stops. I think this ends with their death. So we've had 19 chapters of second chances, or in the style of Revelation, we've had 19 chapters of seven chances, and then seven more chances, and then seven more. But here, I think free will ceases. So this great supper feast, this is a great supper feast that you do not want to partake in. Why? Because birds are the ones that are invited, and people, humans, rebellious, willful, resistant, misworshiping people are on the menu. These are people who have made war against God and worship the wrong guy and persist in it. People are on the menu. So in conclusion, you are currently a free agent of belief. And maybe you look at this passage and say, oh my goodness, this is true. I don't want this to happen to me. I don't want to be on the menu. I want to be on God's team. I want to be with God's people. I want to be with God forever. I want to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb rather than the great feast of these birds. And God is saying, hey, I want you at the former party, not the latter one. I don't want you at the birds feast. I don't want to be at the great supper of the birds. And God does not want you at the great supper of the birds. I don't want you to be on the menu. The Lord is calling. Be with the Lord. People are on the menu on this terrible, terrible feast. Let's choose God today while we have free will. Thanks for listening.